You did you say all the keys are in Monroe County?
Yeah. All of this in Monroe, part of that was in Monroe County, the best of my knowledge.
Where is the courthouse in, you know, the county up?
There's one up there, what they call a substation, up in Plantation Key. And the main one is down on Whitehead Street. There's two of them. There's got one there that's been there for, oh my God, ever since I can remember. And then there's another one just the other side of it that they built in recent years. They've been there quite a few years.
Which one's the county seat?
In Key West.
Key West County?
Yeah, county. That's a county seat. There has been talk of moving it to Martha. Whether that ever come to pass or only time will tell.
When you were coming up, was it much in Maryland? Is it mostly grown up lately?
Oh, that's been growing for years, but all of a sudden, Martha stopped growing as it had been. Now, there are plenty of growing. Down there. You know, you probably don't know this. I doubt if you've been around. You travel this highway, you don't see nothing. But if you get to see the roads that are this side, and roads that are that side, it's more this side, of course, it's more land than the highway, you'd be surprised to see the homes that are built. Swell, mansion.
Are those mostly people coming in from the outside?
Yeah, all strangers. There's many a home here that are owned by people that only comes in the winter.
Where are they mostly?
North. All north. Now, last night I was at Bingo, and there's a lady sitting by me. They own a home down the Low Mighty Company. As far as I can understand, it's a small home. They want to sell it. They got plenty of money. She's leaving next week going home. I didn't know, but I forgot, somewhat more. Her children's up there. And she wants to spend the time with the children, but her husband don't like it up there. He liked it here. Says he, likes to live in a house with a man cured your. She told me last night about he likes to mow his lawn. Yeah, I like to mow mine too, but I can't. So, probably now, we've got a friend that does all this over there, does mine. Yeah, all of them are up north. Missouri, Michigan. Now, right up the road here, there's a body shop. A fellow down there used to work for a man, have a body shop further up. Then he built this place. He comes from up north.
I don't seem like
Michigan, I think.
It seemed like all the postmasters I talked to were not natives.
No, not now. No, the last native we had was named Russell. The post office right up the road here. You worked for the 24 when I came, huh? He and his brother was in the old post office. His brother's postman. And he took the, I think, 43 years altogether. And when he became 70, they made him retire.
Oh.
And they get up there in Congress. Over 70, around 80. I don't know. Now you see, I was reading not so long ago, where they want to do away with that. Let a person work as long as they can, if they want to, the physical labor. And physical labor. Now you take, of course, that's going on now. But the lighthouse department. When you became 65, you could retire. But if you were physically able, you could stay till you were 70.
Oh.
before my time, my guy was 11 years. Was in hopes to get a pension or something from the note. Says you had to be in there 15 years before they pay anything. Was nothing you could do with it. Now you see, they got it with the government, so it says. I didn't know how many years. I think it's 30 years. You can retire at 55. But you don't find many people that age within 30 years with the government.
Maybe that start working at 25, not quit. That's pretty young. Usually people change around a lot.
And years going by, financially it didn't pay to work for the government. They paid a very poor salary. I think the most I made, I was assistant depot keeper, was $135 a month. But here's another thing.